from the advertising media capital of the world, New Milford, Connecticut, wherever that is. This is Mostly Automotive Marketing with Matt Wilson, a bi-weekly-ish podcast about all things automotive marketing. Now, here's your host, Matt Wilson.
I don't believe in New Year's resolutions, but I'm going to be more than bi-weekly-ish this year. I know so far that hasn't happened, but I'm going to do it. It's not a resolution. It's just going to happen. I'm going to manifest it. Anyway, welcome to another episode of Mostly Automotive Marketing with Matt Wilson, presented by Silverback Advertising. Old school relationships, new school technology. Check them out at silverbackadvertising.com. So thank you to Jim McCarthy, by the way, for that fantastic intro. JimMcCarthyVoiceovers.com. And also thanks to the folks at Dealer Marketing Magazine, DealerMarketing.com, for providing fantastic content for the automotive industry and for carrying this very podcast. Check them out at dealermarketing.com. So I was on a call earlier this week with a prospect slash client, right? Outside of the automotive vertical. And she said something to me that I found very interesting. She said, during the pandemic and prior to that, other times of trouble or slow business, my boss spends more in advertising. And I was like, wait, what? She's like, yeah. When business is slow, my boss says to me, a business is slow, we have to increase our advertising budget. And I was a little surprised, to say the least. I was the marketing director for a automotive group, and that was not our philosophy. Business is down. Let's save some money. What's the first thing that gets cut? Advertising, right? I got a bunch of buddies who were radio salespeople back from my previous career. And they would lament that that's the first thing clients would say to them. Well, it's a down economy or business isn't good. No one's shopping. So they got to chop their advertising budget. And it's hard for me to say that's the wrong thing to do, folks. You have to spend more, or you'd have to spend the same at least, because no one thinks I'm credible because I work for an advertising agency. Of course, I don't want you to chop your advertising budget. That's not good. Not good for me. Agencies want you to keep spending your money, but that's a real thing. We're not just saying that because we want you to spend money. We're saying that because in times of trouble, sometimes you got to double down, right? You still need to get the message out there. And that's what we're going to talk about today on this episode of Mostly Automotive Marketing with Matt Wilson. My guest today wrote an article for Dealer Marketing Magazine. She's a member of the expert panel. She's also the director of marketing for Auto Lead Star. Let's bring her on right now here. Press the right buttons. Her name is Ilana Shabti. She's the director of marketing for Auto Lead Star, expert panel member at Dealer Marketing Magazine. Hi, Ilana. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Did I pronounce your name right? That's the first thing I'd like to cover here.
Shabti.
What did I say?
Shabti.
You know why? Because I asked you phonetically how to spell it, how to pronounce it earlier on, and then I wrote it incorrectly. Shabti.
Okay. Yeah, you can blame my husband for that one.
I should write an I. Yeah. Really.
Yeah, seriously.
Welcome to the show. I appreciate it.
Happy to be here.
I could not agree with your article more. Now is not the time to pause marketing spend is the title of it. And I was reading it in Dealer Marketing Magazine. And I said, oh man, we gotta do an episode about this because it's never applied more than it has during COVID-19, March, April, May, June, depending on the dealer. So I don't want to spend the whole episode dwelling on how terrible 2020 was. Because I feel like we need to move on and be positive, but
although 2021 is
not off to a great start this year either. And listen, the world isn't perfect. There's going to be other times when business is down and our industry has to rise up. And let's talk about the importance of dealers, continuing to spend, right? Is that that's the thing. The first thing you think of when business is down is how can we save some money, and why is advertising the wrong answer to that question?
Well, I agree with so many things that you said when you opened up this podcast, specifically that how can I be a credible source? We're also an advertising company for dealerships, and that puts us in a hard position. But at the same time, I think automotive specifically was in a very unique position during the first months of the lockdown. And pausing their spend put them at a huge disadvantage, mostly because there were so many emerging markets in automotive specifically. And of course, this applies to many industries, but thinking about automotive, that they were losing opportunity if they were pausing spend, right? So I have a dealer client that I was speaking to in the beginning of the lockdowns who said, who's in New York, and he was like, I have, you know, 65 plus year old people coming in with learner's permits asking to buy a car because they've never had a car before. They live in New York and they're just, they need private transportation. I can speak for millennials in a sense that I have a lot of friends that relied on Uber and Lyft 100%. They also started looking at cars during the outbreak. You know, families, suburban families that have one car and a commuter, they also looked at getting a second car. So any dealer that wasn't reaching those buyers, and again, specifically unique to this situation, they were losing opportunity. And then, of course, there's also the idea that we were all online way, way more than we ever have been. So the competition for, you know, to be the dealer that the person, to be the first dealer that shows up is just so much more relevant when people are online and at home.
Yeah. And, you know, like for a thing like COVID or for something in the future, with something that happens in the world that causes people to flock to social media and flock to television, which is two areas that are, you know, dealers advertise on a lot. If there's more eyeballs there, why do you all of a sudden not want to be there? Right. Like double down.
Right. 100%. And there was, and that's actually an interesting point because it's not just about, oh, don't pause your spend. There's a lot of strategy that goes along with it. I 100% encourage reevaluating your spend, making sure it's efficient, right? You don't want to be wasting dollars during a time like coronavirus or any other crisis.
Right.
But you want to look at the market and you want to react fast. So in this specific case, and you mentioned it, I think there was like a 20% across industries, 20% increase in social media browsing, let's say. And so dealers that had, you know, that normally put 75% of their budget to Google, let's say, and 25 to social, needed to reevaluate that and say, all right, let's put some more money in social. That's where our shoppers are. So it's really not just about, okay, don't pause, just keep spending. I want you to spend your money. It's totally about the strategy, where your shoppers are, find them, be there for them. Even if you have to cut spend, make sure that you're there because the competition online right now is really incredible for automotive.
As an example for the dealers that may be listening, I'm in Connecticut and Ilana, I got it. See, I get that.
Yeah.
Ilana is a Connecticut native as well. There's a radio station in Connecticut called Star 99.9. I did not work there, but it's
Star 99.9 is my childhood in a word.
Yeah, it's been around forever. It's a big station. It's got great ratings. When I was the marketing director at my old dealer group, we used to buy Star 99.9 as part of our radio buy. And, you know, my example that dealers maybe can relate to is that every auto dealership in Southern Connecticut is on Star 99.9. It's an adult contemporary format. It's got a broad demographic audience. It covers a large geographical area. Everybody is on Star 99.9. And at my group, we were like, man, it's such a crowded station to be on. They've got the numbers, but every deal, they've got three dealers in every stop set that would air. And we said, you know what? We think we can be more efficient and reach a smaller audience, but stand out more from that audience by buying some other stations. So that's what we did for a while. This is going back, you know, a number of years. And so the pandemic is going on and, you know, I'm in my car and I'm listening to the radio and I'm listening to Star 99.9 and I'm like, man, there are a lot less commercials in general, but a lot less dealers on. And I'm like, now's the time to be on Star because it's cheaper, right? They need the business. So the rates are cheaper and B, it's less crowded. So now you have a chance to stand out on an expensive station that you know, normally has 20 dealers on. Now only five dealers are on it. It's your chance to stand out. But you know, that's not always the first way that we dealers think of it.
Right. I agree with that. I was just speaking to another dealer this week and she mentioned that they've paused spend since March.
Okay.
She was saying that they're actually losing market share at this point, specifically because, and I thought this was really interesting, in October when Google changed their targeting guidelines, different dealers were able to now target in her market. New dealers were coming to her PMA, her private market area, and they're losing market share because of it. And she's going to be putting on, of course, marketing spend pretty soon because they can't afford that anymore.
Yeah. You know, I think part of that too comes from, you know, with automotive, we're such a, you know, short term, you know, immediate, like, oh, today, what's today when we're recording this? Today's the 8th, right? So, oh my God, you know, for an auto dealer, we're like, oh, it's the 8th. We're halfway through the month already. Business isn't great, right? Meanwhile, December just ended on the 4th for the dealers. So,
right, exactly. You know, I was just about to say that.
Yeah, but we're in panic, mid-month panic mode already. We operate in such a short-term 30-day cycle that, you know, and market share takes time to erode away, right? And so, you know, dealers get that information on a 90-day basis through Urban Science or through their back end of their OEM, you know, website. So that information doesn't come to you right away. So, you know, pausing your spend for 2 or 3 months, if business is still okay, you know, and it affects you down the road, you don't think of that until 6 months down the road. So, you know, now that we're, you know, towards the end or past like the, you know, the intense, I guess you could say, part of everything, like the March, April, May, now some dealers are starting to see the effect of their actions in those months.
Yeah, of course. And also turning back on spend after so long will also affect the dealership, because you still have to, you know, your bidding and your brand name, everything has to kind of go back into play. And if it hasn't been in motion, also all of your data has to renew. So the dealership is 100% at a disadvantage, whether or not that's, you know, they have to strategically figure out where the money goes. Again, I'm not saying they have to spend more or the same amount, but completely pausing is really detrimental.
You know, I think too, there, like you mentioned earlier, and we've talked about this in other episodes, is that, you know, the positive that's come out of this too is efficiency of spend, right? So, yes. You know, I had a bunch of clients who we in the middle of March, we had the, okay, well, let's just pause it all. We don't know what's happening right now. We haven't really figured out what's going to happen. And then April, it was like, we're not doing anything in April. And it's hard to argue that at that point, because even we as agency people or vendors, we didn't know what was going to happen. Right. Getting those people, the people who came back on or came back early, which we had a lot of dealers that thankfully did that. Those guys are now saying, oh man, thank goodness that we, you know, got back to it as soon as we could, because business came back faster than they thought it would come back. And those who jumped back in early saw a better increase quicker than some of the other guys who laid low for months and months and months. Are you seeing, are you hearing from dealers that kept, you know, their foot on the gas during that time that are like, you know, fingers crossed, thumbs up, thanks God, thank God we did it?
Not just that. We have clients that are saying they've had their best July, August, September ever. Wow. It's not just about, they've had tremendous months. And again, I think it is a testament to, first of all, automotive's rebound and recovery was way quicker than anyone had imagined. And again, those emerging markets that I mentioned at the beginning of the podcast, I really do believe that they're contributing to the success of automotive and that rebound. And then the other thing that you mentioned is just the quick reaction, which I think is really important to touch on, because there's so much emphasis on how coronavirus accelerated technology adoption. And I think digital retailing got a lot of that kind of spotlight, but it's way more than that in my mind. It's not digital retailing is just a part of it, but people that were able to react fast, and automate their marketing and update messaging across all systems instantly, they also were the ones that had a much quicker recovery.
Let's talk about automation marketing a little bit after we take a quick commercial break. Mostly Automotive Marketing with Matt Wilson, brought to you by Think Ad Group. At Think Ad Group, it's all about your data and their technology. Are you taking full advantage of your database? I'm talking about unsold prospects sitting in your CRM and your past customers just sitting there. I know that we all like to think we're taking care of those customers. I know we like to think that we're doing a great job marketing to those people. But deep down, do you really believe that you're taking care of them very well? Do you think there's some missed opportunities? I think there might be. That's where Think Ad Group comes in. They follow up with unsold leads and past customers, embrace them, and deliver the right message to convert them into measurable revenue. They have multiple solutions to help implement effective digital marketing strategies. I have used Think Ad Group, and I believe in their product. You know what I'm saying? You can use all of their available campaigns or cherry pick the ones that work best for you. Think Ad Group can help. Learn more at thinkadgroup.com. That's thinkadgroup.com, or call Justin. He's got a big beard. His number is 925-900-5340. No one writes down phone numbers though. So let's just say Think Ad Group, thinkadgroup.com. If you mention Mostly Automotive Marketing with Matt Wilson, you'll get a special deal and a hug. And we are presented by Silverback Advertising. Yes, old school relationships, new school technology. We're auto people, right? And we love our clients. But you know what? We've got all the new technology that you need to succeed in the automotive business. You know what I call vanity metrics? Clicks, impressions, reach, likes. Cool. But do they really mean anything? Attribution is where it's at. Clicks, calls, form fills, credit apps, footfall traffic. What did I get for the money I spent? We're all about attribution and data at Silverback Advertising. We'd love to teach you how to make sure you're getting the most for your advertising spend. It's all about efficiency. I want to talk to you about data fusion marketing. Silverback Advertising, come see us. You don't see us though, because you can't see anybody right now. Call us. Go to silverbackadvertising.com and we will help you spend efficiently, get the most for your money and your advertising dollars, and provide you real attribution. Silverback Advertising at silverbackadvertising.com. Give us a call. I don't know the phone number though, so just go to our website, silverbackadvertising.com. Okay, we're back. You like that? Because I inserted after. So that's behind the scenes. Break down the fourth wall. Insert the commercial after.
Talk about efficiency. You like that.
Yeah. Then I can record one commercial and use it 10 times. I only had to do it once. Right.
There you go. Yeah.
All right. So let's talk about marketing automation, leading back to our efficiency discussion. You know, I'll just use an example. I got a dealer friend of mine, not a client, just a buddy. And they did a couple of things when the lockdown happened. Is they did away with their in-house BDC, Business Development Center. And then they switched a lot of their advertising. They stopped doing what they were doing. And then when they came back, they used more of a marketing automation type approach. So they could be in several places, have an omni-channel approach, but not have to have the, you know, larger infrastructure in place, work through one vendor and kind of do it that way. How have dealers adapted or learned about an automation approach more in 2020 than they had in the past?
I think a couple of ways. I think the number one way was, or just the most practical way that I can think that comes to mind, is that when dealers were changing their messaging to, you know, home deliveries, sanitization, you know, we're here for you, all of that language that changed drastically from March, I'd say even the beginning of March, the end of March, the companies that understood that you can do that with a click of a button versus sitting with your agency and manually mapping that out and then manually editing and updating and making sure that everything is in line on and offline. I think that was the biggest like wow moment, especially for us. It gave us an opportunity, and I don't want to, you know, necessarily talk about AutoLeadStar too much, but it did give us an opportunity to see the power of marketing automation in automotive, and that was, I think, really exciting for us. So that was the first way, kind of like a quick reaction, the difference between turning on a button and manually updating things. But I think also the idea of consolidating your data and using the data and really having data-driven marketing, which is very hard to do without marketing automation, right? Because you need the lists updated in real time. You need the data updated in real time. You need to be able to look at millions of data points and make decisions on that as if you were a human. You can't really do that at the level that machine learning can do if you're human. So having these emerging markets, right? Having someone like a millennial, a first-time buyer, and a 55-year-old man in New York City looking for a car for the first time, you can't speak to them the same way.
No.
If you have, you know, one or two campaigns, A/B testing, maybe, you know, set up manually, you're not going to yield the same results as if you have real marketing automation that's going to target, identify, and then convert those buyers. So I think that's the more technical way that we've seen marketing automation have a real effect.
If you're trying to find the positive in 2020 in the auto industry, and it wasn't a terrible year for everybody, a lot of people had good years, like you cited a client before. It's that it's forced us, I believe, as an industry to make change that we've been either resistant to or just slow to adapt, because I think just in general, our industry is just slow to adapt. So I think that's the positive that that can come out of the whole thing. Let's talk a little bit about dealermarketing.com. You're a member of the expert panel of Dealer Marketing Magazine. So am I, although I don't believe to be an expert at much of anything at all.
Oh, me neither. I love saying I'm an expert of dealer marketing, but
it's nice to be on the panel though. So how long have you been working with them, and you know, what type of content have you been working on, and how can people reach you and read your stuff?
So I've actually been working with them for over a year and a half now.
Oh, wow.
Right when they did the relaunch, I started on the expert panel. Even before that, I would write for them once in a while. But so it's been a while. I love working with dealer marketing, and I think the expert panel is extremely impressive. So I feel very grateful and honored to be on that. Although again, at no level of expertise as some of the other people on this panel.
Yeah, me too.
I write a lot about automation and technology and just trying to push the industry forward, because I see what's happening outside of automotive. I've worked for technology companies outside of automotive, and I really do believe that we're almost there. This year, as you mentioned, 2020 definitely pushed us over the edge. So hopefully we'll catch up. But that is mostly what I write about. Next month, we are going to be talking about, I'll give you a little sneak peek. I wrote, you're back at a crowded bar without your mask. What does that mean for your dealership? So
I like it. Good title.
That's when you can look forward to talking about what has changed forever versus what will go back to normal. Of course, my predictions are only as good as how much, you know, I'm an expert, which we've now established that I'm not. So feel free to enjoy that article. But yes, I absolutely love writing for them. I love reading other expert articles as well. And I've also interviewed quite a few for the Inside Auto podcast. So it's been a really nice community that they've created. Happy to be a part of it.
Awesome. Well, thanks for taking time to do this. I look forward to keeping up with your contributions to the website. And I encourage all the dealers, vendors, anybody in our vertical listening to check it out, Dealer Marketing Magazine at dealermarketing.com. And I would love to have you back on at some point as well.
Awesome. Thank you so much for having me. This was fun.
Ilana Shabtai. Got it.
Yes. There you go.
Dealer Marketing Magazine expert panel and director of marketing at Auto Lead Star. I appreciate it. Thanks very much.
Thank you.
All right, everybody. Thanks for listening to another episode of Mostly Automotive Marketing with Matt Wilson, brought to you by Silverback Advertising, old school relationships, new school technology, full service automotive agency, helping to drive metrics that matter to you most, like clicks, calls, form fills, credit apps, foot traffic, all that good stuff. Go to silverbackadvertising.com to learn more. More episodes coming up soon. I'm not just going to do it bi-weekly this year. I promise.
Mostly Automotive Marketing with Matt Wilson is brought to you by... Wait, this guy has sponsors? Oh, never mind. This sheet of paper's blank. No sponsors. That makes more sense. For updates, info, future episodes, and more, follow on Twitter, subscribe on YouTube, like on Facebook, and connect on Frackle. You guys made that last one up. That's not even a thing, Frackle. Come on.